This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday. Get ready for a huge transmission. But first, a powerful report by John Bowen on how sick the left is dealing with the London Bridge attack.
Latest issue of the Islamic State's weekly newspaper, Al Naba, released 2 days ago, warned that another terrorist attack in Britain was definitely coming. Al Naba, a 16-page color newsletter, is distributed within ISIS territory, but it is also posted and distributed online via the usual ISIS mediums, such as Telegram and social media. This according to PJ Media. England's Prime Minister Theresa May has responded to the online availability of ISIS threats.
We cannot allow this ideology the safe space it needs to breed. Yet that is precisely what the internet and the big companies that provide internet-based services provide. We need to work with allied democratic governments to reach international agreements that regulate cyberspace to prevent the spread of extremist and terrorism planning. And we need to do everything we can at home to reduce the risks of extremism online.
While the mayor of London called for people to not be alarmed that innocent people were being mowed over and stabbed by Islamic terrorists in the heart of London.
Well, just like terrorists are constantly evolving, finding new ways to disrupt us, harm us, attack us, the police and experts and all of us are finding new ways to keep us safe. Londoners will see an increased police presence today and over the course of the next few days. No reason to be alarmed.
Clearly, there is reason to be alarmed. Apparently, even with a warning, there is just so much UK police can safeguard against while the general public remains defenseless. The terror attack began on London Bridge around 10 p.m. as tourists and pedestrians stopped to take photos of the scenic landscape. Out of nowhere, a van reaching speeds of 50 miles per hour plowed through the bystanders, killing 7 and wounding over 45. The three attackers, wearing fake suicide belts, then continued to Borough Market, where they got out of the van and began stabbing people.
The terrorists were confronted and shot by armed officers within 8 minutes of the police receiving the first emergency call.
Eyewitnesses reported hearing the attackers say, "This is for Allah." Regardless, mainstream media dragged its feet on labeling it as terrorism. As the gruesome details unfolded, President Trump tweeted, "We need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. We need the courts to give us back our rights. We need the travel ban as an extra level of safety." The response from the left was predictable. CNN host Reza Aslan tweeted, "This piece of shit is not just an embarrassment to America and a stain on the presidency, he's an embarrassment to humankind." And a group of Muslims in a bizarre show of solidarity prayed in front of Trump Tower.
And we are here in front of the Trump Tower, which is just really a symbol of the kind of policies and the divisiveness and the hatred that we have seen come out of this administration that has really led to divisiveness of our communities or to divide our communities. And here we're showing this is what New York City looks like. People, black people, brown people, progressive Jews and progressive white allies who have come here to say, we will break bread with you, we will stand in solidarity, we will embrace you, and we will stand with you against hate and divisiveness.
No, it's not the fact that there's no real response from any Islamic leaders while innocent people are killed and maimed on a regular basis. No, that wouldn't have anything to do with divisiveness. It's our president that's responsible. That's right. Our president calls for the protection of U.S. citizens from the possibility of events spiraling out of control as they are in the UK, and the left wants to rub tolerance in our faces.
I don't think that a major terrorist attack like this is the time to be divisive and to criticize a mayor who's trying to organize his city's response to this attack. The terrorists want us to live in a state of constant fear.
Why does the left have the power to condone the deaths of innocent people in what is clearly Islamic Jihad, shielded by an ongoing takia under the umbrella of the left's misguided and dangerous political correctness? John Bowen for Infowars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, CNN admits they were producing fake news. Now they're spinning it, but this is big. We'll show you the video straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The globalist empire is on the run. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Monday, the fifth day of June 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Let me tell you who's coming up. Mike Cernovich, and of course, Mark Antro, who broke the incredible video of CNN staging news events in London in the aftermath of the latest weekly terror attack there on London Bridge. And, of course, one of our crew has worked at CNN. He obviously had non-disclosure, so you can't get into that. But when he worked at CNN, they told you specifically, do not do this. This is seriously unethical. Anybody taught journalism school knows this. If you're covering live events or whatever, you don't stage people. Now, CNN got caught. They're spinning it. It's all over the news. We first... Cernovich pushed it out yesterday. It went viral. We broke it basically at 4 o'clock yesterday. It went mega viral. Today it's Fox News, you name it. CNN has responded saying, well, we were out there as news, but yes, then we saw a demonstration nearby and had them then come with the police and stand in front of the cameras with their signs. But we have the footage. They're handing out the signs to them. They're clearly directing them. A lot of these people don't even look like they're really Muslims. The beards look fake. And CNN has been caught before staging Gulf War Scud chemical attack. That's admitted. They've been caught using green screens. CNN caught staging protests. It's up on GrudgeReport.com. It's also on Infowars.com. So they've been caught doing this over and over and over again. CNN caught staging fake news scene. Infowars.com, Mike Cernovich. So the whole facade covering up global government, covering up how the mainstream media is totally fake, is falling down. CNN has done this over and over again. It happened with Nancy Grace when she was out at the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting, where she's sitting there supposedly talking to somebody on satellite, and you can see the same cars are driving in circles on a cul-de-sac, and the same engine noises, everything. They're right there. There's footage of Cooper with his nose disappearing. But it's worse than that. They've got blue screen because you can see they only took like a two-minute clip or something. So you see flowers moving one way at a memorial, and all of a sudden they, again, are moving the other because the wind's not constant. So you've got a loop where the wind's blowing, and then it ends because there's not a lot of wind, and the flowers are dead still. So they're waving, suddenly, boop, they all stop. And you can see, it's an edit. Now, I don't know what happened at Newtown. I believe school shootings happen. I believe kids get killed. It's terrible. It's horrible. We've had debates where we've looked at both sides. It doesn't matter. What we're telling you is CNN is famous for faking stuff. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Megyn Kelly is going to be here tomorrow, and I've decided to do the interview. I've got a little bit cold feet a few times. It's exhausting. They're going to be here at 9 in the morning till 10 at night. They want to interview me at 8:30 at night at some house they've rented, and I'm going to be exhausted, and I know what they're doing. Everybody knows I go to bed at 9 o'clock. It's well known that I'm not, and so I'm just going to do it, and it should be interesting. She interviewed Putin. She told me a few weeks ago that her next big interview was Putin. She was going to leave to Russia. She did leave to Russia. She got the interview, and she told me I was her next interview. And then, of course, Trump's the next one after that, I guess. She told me that Trump and her have worked it all out. But I'm going to stop right there. I talked to her about 45 minutes, and she came off very, very nice, very, very flattering, very, very genuine sounding, but I just told myself this is the Megyn Kelly that took a clip of me talking about Hillary being behind the jihadis in Libya and Syria, killing hundreds of thousands of people, including tens of thousands of children who were raped and murdered in many cases, and saying she's directly responsible for the murder and torture and rape of children. And they played it on Fox News with her saying, I said that Hillary did it in some basement. When it was the front and the back of the clip were cut off. We played it here. Just like they played in my custody battle, Joe Rogan, where we say, we don't agree with Trump saying, women jump on you, you can grab them. But it's not rape. It's just uncouth and not gentlemanly. If a woman is approaching and coming on to you, then it's not rape. It's not like he's in the bushes running out, grabbing at a woman's genitals. That's sexual assault. That was edited. It was played. The news media picked it up. Incredible. Incredible. And I'm going to leave it at that at this point. But down the road, I'll be able to get more into this and more of what went on there because it's very important and very, very important that people know what the end result of that was and that the many people on the jury have signed affidavits about the effect that had on them and the fact that they believe they were deceived. One quote was, it's like a forced confession. I'm going to stop right there because we've had a good outcome with the court, especially with the children last Tuesday, and that's why you haven't heard anything about my custody case in the news. I do have liberals come up to me in Austin and say, aha, you lost your kids. And I don't even respond. I go, man, you're really a nasty person that you would sit there and say that to me while I'm pumping gas. Like that's some victory, as if that would be a good thing. And then it's not even true. The ruling didn't even say that. But that's how deceptive the fake news media is. That's how dangerous they are. I mean, just 9 years ago, the New York Times famously wrote in a review of a film called The New World Order that was on the Independent Film Channel that was 2 years off and on following me around. And I'm there at Bilderberg at Chantilly, where they just met this weekend for the third time we've covered it. This big five-star conference resort and golf course that's next door, right in the middle of all the big defense contractors. And I'm sitting there, and they're following us, and there's Marines in plain clothes and helicopters and Secret Service with MP5, HMKs, and they said that I was insane and that there was no Bilderberg. Well, how's it feel now? DrudgeReport.com is linked to our story. Press coverage of Bilderberg, highest ever. Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. Bilderberg, more exposed than ever as Trump nationalism rises. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of major European newspapers, the BBC, the London Guardian, all covered it, and it forced. They wouldn't cover it Thursday and Friday, but by the time foreign news covered it and Drudge linked to it, it forced U.S. newspapers to cover it as well. So isn't that interesting? The big shadow corporate government openly having to put out their agenda now, openly meeting 20-something miles from Trump, plotting how to overthrow him. That's come out. And now it's exposed, just like CNN's been exposed. All it took was one person with a camera to see them out there with a huge dolly and professional lights. That's not news gathering in the daytime with big lights. And then directing with directors people over into the shot with clearly a director in front of them, getting them all ready and then shooting it. And then you see some of the other CNN people looking at the person filming and looking suspicious. This is 101. They even handed them the self-made little, you know, signs are supposed to be self-made that look like independent people made them, and they're all basically cookie cutters handed out to them. This is unbelievable. With the cops there directing them and bringing them into the shot. Oh, look, the Muslims are upset about the terror. They don't criticize Islam. They just say, come together, put up with it, go along, don't be upset, keep the borders open. But since you can't really, you know, get the real Muslims to come out and apologize or come out and say they don't support it, they literally had a guy get out there in an Osama bin Laden lookalike outfit, including the green army jacket, the exact turban, and the exact, I mean, they got an Osama bin Laden lookalike out there to say, see, even Osama bin Laden, a lookalike. I mean, it is a literal 6'3", 6'4", Osama bin Laden lookalike. In green army jacket. I mean, you cannot make this up. With the cops all standing around, I'm like, they're the good guys. Meanwhile, if communists attack me in Cleveland and the police drag me to safety, they put on the news, Jones arrested. And still to this day, they show photos in newspapers of the police with their hands on my arms, you know, supporting me and getting me out of the crowd. They go, look, look, he's a criminal. Fake news, 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 fake news. Then they'll use us doing a correction every 6 months. Like, oh, look, he admits he's fake news. He did a correction. When they have to do corrections every day in newspapers and on television. So CNN has come out. You can just type in CNN caught staging news. And they've, okay, well, sure, we did direct the people. We did get them out in front. We did do it with this demonstration, but we do that all the time. No, you're not supposed to do that. That's staging things, and you know it. Now, is it as bad as saying Scud missiles were coming over to Tel Aviv, and you were really in Atlanta, Georgia, at CNN Center, like they did in 1991? No, it's not as bad as that. You're absolutely right. It's not as bad as Anderson Cooper being in New York and claiming he was in Connecticut. And why do they do that? Why do they act like they're out in public when they're not? because they know we're out there jumping on camera and bullhorning and making points, and that's why we have the contest, $200,000, that started to happen this weekend. A lot of great videos on InfoWars.com. We're going to be posting in one area of folks getting the point out that CNN is backing ISIS, CNN backed the Arab Spring, CNN's fake news, you name it.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Embrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer. And because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Embrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Embrix Essentials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tiffany Jenks was murdered October 8, 2013, at the age of 35, shot in the forehead by someone she did not know and had apparently only met that night shortly prior to her death.
Or so the Oregon police say.
Another mind control victim to the slaughter?
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Radio meets television, meets the Patriot Movement, meets 1776 worldwide. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. There is so much to get to here. Coming up in the next segment, we have the citizen who saw CNN staging the fake news with the fake demonstration, which they admit they were staging, but they go, oh, it was a real demonstration in the area. This violates all the rules of journalism. It's what they constantly do when the media only focuses on the handful of Muslims saying, let's have peace, let's come together, when down the street there's, you know, countless videos of folks celebrating it. This is how they distort. A lot of times they won't even say it's Muslims that have attacked. So that's coming up in the next segment. But right now, I want to go to this report by Paul Joseph Watson, The Truth About the London Bridge Attack. It's very powerful. It needs to go viral. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And later coming up, Al Gore claims he lives a carbon-free lifestyle. The guy has, last time I heard, like 14 houses. One of them is like 30,000 square feet. He has huge private airplanes. He has one of the biggest carbon footprints in the world. He owns an oil company, Occidental Petroleum. That's coming up. And then we have the Megyn Kelly being destroyed by Vladimir Putin. So that's coming up at the start of the next hour, and then so much more. We have the author No Campus for White Men joining us, dealing with campuses now just saying no white people allowed, or, you know, you can't be here this weekend, or you can't be in the park, and the schools backing that. I mean, this is just total globalist creation of racism. This is terrible. It'll make white people racist, folks. That's the plan. CNN caught staging fake news. That's coming up. But here it is, The Truth About the London Bridge Attack.
Seven people were killed and almost 50 injured when marauding terrorists went on a van and knife rampage in London last night. Because carrying on exactly as before after the Manchester bombing worked out great, didn't it? The terrorists shouted, "This is for Allah," while they slashed at women's throats.
When you're saying they were stabbing everyone, what did you actually see them
they
do?
They were running up going, "This is for Allah." When they first see him, they went, "This is for Allah." And they run up, they stabbed this girl, I don't know how many times, 10 times, maybe 15 times. And she was going, "Help me, help me," and I could not do nothing.
The BBC has footage of the terrorists saying this, but is still refusing to broadcast it. The attack was celebrated again by Muslim viewers of Al Jazeera. 41 attacks and 451 dead so far during Ramadan. One of the victims says he was approached by a man who said, "This is for Islam," before sticking a knife in him. But of course, all this has nothing to do with Islam. The accomplices were arrested in Barking, where we paid for police to protect Islamist hate speech back in 2010. Once again, the community failed to alert authorities to terrorists in their midst, proving this is a far bigger problem than just radical Islam. But Sadiq Khan said terrorism is just part and parcel of living in a big city. Except if you live in Tokyo, Budapest, Prague, Warsaw, etc., etc., etc. Or any other big city without a huge Muslim population. Higher Muslim population, higher terror problem. Fact. Theresa May's response? To regulate the internet. Not a word about changing a border policy that allows ISIS jihadists who fought in Syria to slip back into the country. Not a word about interning the thousands of known jihadists who are allowed to roam our streets. Not a word about tackling the hateful ideology spread through mosques and prisons that inspires these attacks. Not a single word. Pathetic. May wants longer prison sentences for terrorists. Oh gee, that's really going to deter a would-be suicide bomber, isn't it? She says this ideology is a perversion of Islam, proving once again that she hasn't read the Quran. Hey, at least if we elect Corbyn, we'll be honest about the fact that we totally capitulated. And what are leftists most outraged about? The innocent victims crushed and stabbed, their blood running down the gutter? No. They're more outraged about Donald Trump's frigging tweets. We can't go on like this. If the government doesn't introduce actual measures to fix this, vigilante groups will take it into their own hands. You'll see a spate of hate crimes, and the left will be more upset over that than the actual terrorist attacks. We need a total ban on people coming into the country from terror-linked countries, except if they're politicians, journalists, or doctors. If you're coming from Libya, Syria, or any of these countries without good reason, no, you're not getting in. We need to seriously look at capping Muslim immigration into the UK. We need a massive surveillance program targeting mosques and the immediate arrest of anyone preaching jihadism. We need known Islamists in prison to be put in solitary confinement for the duration of their sentence so they can't radicalize others. We need the thousands of known jihadists in the UK locked up for life or permanently deported. Those are actual solutions. Lighting a candle, tweeting hashtags, and lecturing me about Islamophobia isn't a f***ing solution. That's surrender. That's capitulation. How about we honor the victims with more than just words and empty platitudes?
We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was born in the soul of misery.
Have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the most amazing stories I've seen in years. To take us behind the curtain of fake corporate news. CNN's famous in 1991 for saying they were hit with a Scud missile in Tel Aviv with nerve gas. They were in CNN Center in Atlanta with Jacko, the reporter, and the rest of it. Everybody knows about that. Then they've been caught doing other green screens, claiming their own location in places like Newtown, Connecticut. Because they don't want other citizens being there, you know, jumping on camera, saying things, basically. So they do it from their studios. and then they claim they're out there on the ground. Well, this is different. This is getting a fake demonstration together with a bunch of signs they hand out to have, quote, Muslims say, let's come together, we're sorry for the terror attack. But that's not really happening or going on, so they have to produce it. It's a PR event. And we've had CNN reporters on over the years who exposed that in Middle Eastern countries were paying $250,000, $500,000 to CNN to produce pieces that were promoting Islamic dictatorships and saying they were good. So we've had those reporters on. So this is what CNN does. And they're really about it internationally. They don't do it as much in the U.S. So Mike Cernovich yesterday hit me with a video, and I saw it, and it was incredible. And this gentleman's at work, so he's got to go very soon. So I'm going to go to Mark Antro first. He's a citizen out there who saw this the day after the attack. And he sees the police and folks having these signs handed to him, and they're doing PR pieces, and then they wave more people in, and there's a CNN reporter with lights and this and the big dolly. It's like a full crew that is out there. And then CNN came out and said, yes, there was a nearby demonstration. We brought them in to do this. Well, it still shows you're staging by not showing the full demonstrations, even if that's true. You're showing what you want us to see. This is totally unethical for anyone that's worked in journalism. I have a crew member that worked at CNN. They were specifically told, don't do this. He signed a non-disclosure. He can't come on, but he's in the control room. That's how this really works. If I went out and staged this, it'd be terrible. So this is a big deal. So Mark Antro, he's on Twitter at markantro.com. I want to give you the floor first. I appreciate your courage coming on. You're there in London. Give us your overall view of what's happening in the world, what you're witnessing unfold, and the fact that your story now is in hundreds of news sites. CNN's responded saying, okay, we did stage it, but it was a real demonstration. Cernovich predicted this. They'd say, oh, we did stage it, but we went and found real people to come be part of it. Well, I mean, who knows if they'd stage this, what won't they stage, Mark?
I mean, there's a few good points in there. What's going on in London? I mean, I've just lost some words. I mean, if we had some context, weekend before last, ISIS put out the threat over Ramadan that it's going to be a holy month of war. Following the Westminster attacks and the Manchester attacks, me and my girlfriend had planned to go out in London that weekend. But we changed our plans. People are saying people in London aren't scared and that we're carrying on as normal. We're not. I mean, I've spoke to, I've seen many people with the same issues and feelings as me. The media is portraying one thing, and people are feeling very, very different. So, I mean, last week we changed our plans. This weekend, my girlfriend had plans to go out into central London on Saturday when the night of the attack. So I went to collect my girlfriend on Saturday, and her mum had called her. And when I met her, she was in absolute pieces, just ran up to me, cuddling me, asking me what's going on. In an absolute panic. And like she had been out like everyone else enjoying her Saturday evening, having fun with friends. And then it turned into absolute chaos. I mean, we're in Oxford Circus. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with London at all, but Oxford Circus is the busiest tube station in London. We had to go back via there and it was just disconcerting and horrible. We came up to Victoria to get the overground. There was just police everywhere, confusion. In the end, we just ended up spending a fortune to get the taxi back because we deemed it safer. So I suppose that's my initial take. To your point around CNN faking the narrative, I mean, it's just morally bankrupt as far as I'm concerned.
And let's expand on that, sir, because you're a witness to so much of this and shot the video that's now literally one of the probably in the top two stories, if not top story, right now, with CNN coming out saying, okay, we did bring in these people. We did stage it. We did shoot it like it was a movie, but they were real Muslims and they were real, protesters from a mile away. So it's okay. How do we believe any of this? This is why journalistically no one would ever do this. And I want to know, why are they so arrogant to go out and do this. Meanwhile, Tommy Robinson has a report from Rebel Media that's up on Infowars.com where UK government is housing radical jihadists and paying for them, and imams at the mosque where this guy came from are basically promoting all this, and they're shooting jihad videos there. And as you said, saying, month of Ramadan, we're going to go out and go crazy. And already it's like 400 people have been killed in Europe and other areas in just the last week of Ramadan. They're killing people everywhere, and more you don't even really see it on the news. It's like somebody got stabbed, somebody got run over, somebody got kidnapped, and it's just so for every terror attack we hear about, the word is there may be as many as 20 we don't.
I mean, taxation is a whole different issue for another day. But I mean, in the UK, I'm not sure exactly what the tax is like in the States, but we pay about, the average person pays about 43% of their salary in tax, which, as far as I'm concerned, is modern slavery.
Just to the fact.
As you say. Yeah, I mean, for that to go to people who are coming over here, who are making no net contribution after being given so much, I mean, I think that's despicable in and of itself. But if you go back to the CNN point.
Yes, let me give you the floor. Again, we have the man that shot the video, Mark Antro, living there in London. This is what, the day after? Describe it. You're walking along. What do you see? And as you're talking, we'll be rolling the footage.
Yeah, no, of course.
So describe what you saw.
Also, I can just see myself. I can't see the video. So hopefully I'm in sync with you. But at the very beginning of the clip, you'll notice there's two white officers walking away. And just, oh, here we go. We've got it. So just into the shot now, we've got two Asian officers come in. We've got, I think her name's Becky, setting up the scene with CNN. And the white officers have gone. The white officers were there for at least an hour previously to these two officers becoming on the scene. And we literally just see it being set up. They were, these guys, I can't comment whether they're sincere or not. These were already here before I arrived, so I can't say either way that their role or how complicit in any setup they've been. But I mean, you clearly see Becky lining the shot up. You'll see BBC, who are next, start waving and setting up the scene with them, telling them to get into shots.
And that's a key point. It's not just CNN. We've got a feeding frenzy of international media there, all helping direct this.
Yes, I mean, BBC with ITN, ITV, but it was CNN's scoop. BBC were asking CNN if they could do it live at the same time BBC were live, and CNN categorically said no. Which I found quite outstanding. You get, here you go, this is BBC now saying they're in the shots, so they push them in. This is what gets me. So the scene's about to go live. I'm not sure if you've got the audio there. But Becky starts the scene after setting it up, a whole false pretense. And she opens up, and her opening line is, "This is a wonderful scene here." And I don't know if, again, you've got...
Sure, you do this. You walk through the scene without audio, then we're going to go back to the point where Becky starts talking, the CNN reporter will play it for the radio.
And so you hear me laugh, and I go, that's because you've put the scene together. And the BBC director laughed with me. I mean, they know. They know it's fake. Becky, to be fair, she wasn't on an auto cue here. But all day they're working for an auto cue. That's all the CNN production kits. There's feeds coming in.
So you're saying even BBC was laughing at it, knowing how unethical it was.
I assume she's a director, but a lady turned around to me when I went after Becky said, "It's a wonderful scene here." I laughed and went, "That's because you've put it together," and she laughed with me. I mean, you can't say fairer than that. But at the end of the video, unfortunately, Twitter only lets you upload a 2-minute, 20-second video because the actual video is about 3.5 minutes. But at the end of the video, you see, I kind of pan around to get like a wider shot. And you come back and the two Asian officers have gone and the two white officers are coming back into the scene. I mean, it could not be any more staged. So while CNN are saying, yes, these are sincere Muslims, they are against ISIS, I'm not disputing that for a second. But what I'm saying is how false of a pretense it is, how staged it was. And for Becky to stand there and go, this is a poignant scene. It's a poignant scene because your script is a poignant scene. It's not a poignant scene because that's the truth and the reality. And that I think to me, that's a real issue here.
Sure. Well, the BBC got caught for the Queen several times in Africa because she wanted it, creating a soundstage to meet African villagers a decade ago. That was a big scandal then because, look, it's one thing if you say, here at the set we built, she met people, but you don't say, here we are in a village and it's a soundstage. I mean, that's fake news.
Oh, I mean, it's a given. There's no two ways about it. If it was half done sincere, the White officers were there. They weren't trying to create a false narrative. And to presenters...
Now, when you say white officers, you don't mean racially. You've got the PR police, and then you've got the actual police. I mean, describe that for folks.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. There was two or three white officers with a couple of arms of officers there for at least an hour preceding the footage I recorded.
Sure. I mean, just like in New York City, but also in London, you have the police that are like the PR police that wear, like, they have, I think, a white band on their hat, and they wear a white or yellow vest.
Community sports officers.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. I'm just saying the media will spin it and say you were saying, like, they were white people. For folks who don't know, you've got PR police, and you've got armed police that are response police.
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, so we've got three different types of police. It's a funny one. So, obviously, we've got the armed officers who are there in the background. I'm not sure what their department would be called, but I suppose it would be equivalent of a SWAT team almost in America. And then you've got the standard police who are unarmed or typically will carry a truncheon or a taser, maybe pepper spray. And then what we do to boost up the numbers is have community support officers. I may be wrong in saying this, but as far as I'm aware, they can't actually arrest anyone.
Sure, so you've got the community response PR folks that can write tickets for parking meters and stuff, but can't do anything. They're there running and directing clearly with CNN this, and we've got a clip of that footage. We're going to go to Mike Cernovich and then let you get back to your work, sir. We really appreciate you, but here is the clip you were talking about where she's saying, oh, what a wonderful scene. Yeah, because you staged it. Here it is.
Just a bad point, Alex. I want to do this.
These are husbands and mums.
You guys.
They call this building. And this is in commemoration to the heroes of London. There are flowers on the streets.
So she already said it. Sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, suppose the police in that shot would have been the Metropolitan Police. They weren't the fake police, so to speak, but they weren't armed officers. But they would be the usual police.
Sure, the point is the government's helping direct us with the media. This is obviously some PR stunt that was approved up higher, or you wouldn't have police there directing it.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Absolutely. Well, I want to go to Mike Cernovich. We appreciate you doing this, Mark. Any other points you'd like to add about what you witnessed?
No, I mean, the video speaks for itself. You can clearly see I've had so many people calling me far right and things. I mean, I'm a libertarian. I believe in the non-aggression principle. And people are just trying to twist the narrative. I'd say watch the video and make your own decision.
Yeah, you're a person that shot a video. CNN admits they were staging it, but says it's not fake news. Address the information. It's like in the pub when they're stabbing people, somebody goes, you effing Islamicist. And someone goes, don't call them that. I mean, it's like you're being killed and you're defending the people attacking you.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say? Typically, again, being libertarian, I'm a big fan of Ron Paul on foreign policy.
Absolutely.
But,
let me throw this in right now before you got to go, and we're bringing Cernovich in. Mike had the idea, he does this routinely just to honor people, because the globalists honor themselves, and they use taxpayer money to do it. We don't do that. We use listener money to do it. He wants to, and he doesn't have as big an operation as us, $1,000 prize to you for what you've done, and because you're going to be demonized, you're going to be attacked, but it's also we should recognize you. And I have this demonstration idea that Cernovich had to go out and call CNN fake news, wear shirts that say it, Kathy Griffin shirts that say CNN terrorist, but it could be Fox News, MSNBC, we don't care, go after them all. And I said $2,500 or $1,000, those are the two prize levels, $200,000 in total prizes. And I said, you can be creative, just show their lies, just show what they're doing. Paint it on the side of your truck, pull up in front of them when they're live, you know, saying CNN lies, CNN's fake. It doesn't matter. But because you did this, $2,500, give us your address, $2,500 on top of Cernovich's $1,000. So that's $3,500. Just not that you wanted money, but just the recognition that you're real media and we want to appreciate you and we want to donate to that and we want to recognize that that has value in our culture and needs to be appreciated. Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, exactly. So we wanted to surprise you and award you. And also we want to send a message that, you know, the fake news media, what they'll do is they'll steal your footage and then they'll sell advertising and then they'll profit off of you. But Alex and I in the InfoWarriors, we don't really believe in that. We think when you do a good thing, you know, we should recognize that. And we also want to inspire more people to take action, because if you think about it, this is the biggest story maybe of the year, fake news. I mean, this is, if the media weren't fake, this would be in the New York Times. This would be everywhere. But of course, they're trying to cover it up. And we want people out there with cameras knowing that, hey, if it's a holiday, if this is Sunday, it's your day off. If you see the fake news out there trying to craft a narrative, get that phone out. That does matter. And also, we know people are going to try to defame you and lie about you. So this is a nice cushion. So have a vacation. Have a nice dinner with your girlfriend on Alex and me. We're very, very grateful for what you did.
Exactly. And we also want to recognize people video some stupid celebrity or they video, you know, oh, here's a cake I'm eating to show off with their friends. Be journalists. Go out, film everything, show everything, put it out, point it out, and become more powerful than CNN, the New York Times. As Matt Drudge always said, anybody with a keyboard or a camera is just as important as the New York Times. We are. So when we have somebody on like Scott or Greer coming up later or Owen and David Knight coming up or Mike Cernovich or Mark Antro, we're all just as important, black, white, old, young, and Muslims that don't want to be under radical Islam. You should speak out as well if you really don't support this. Closing comments, Mark.
I'm speechless. I mean, I think, like I say, I've made my point around the feeling in London. The video speaks for itself. So finally, huge thanks to you, Alex, having me on. And Mike, the last 24 hours have been an absolute roller coaster. I can't tell you. When you first DM'd me, retweeted, it's been mental. So it's been enjoyable.
Let me tell you, it's a great honor to have InfoWars. Thank you, sir, to have InfoWars and Cernovich with his own platform. To know, Cernovich picked it up, started going big. He called me right away. We retweeted. It exploded. Now it's in hundreds of newspapers everywhere. CNN's having to respond, and it shows the power of the people and the value of InfoWars. And that's why InfoWars is so important. It's why they're after us. It's why Hillary said we lost her in the election last week. And it's why they're moving heaven and earth to destroy us right now. But thanks to you and your prayers, folks, we're standing strong. I will talk to you soon, Mark Antro. Give us your address or where you want the $2,500 sent. I know Cernovich is going to send you $1,000. But believe me, I want to thank you again, because you are the resistance. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Keep up the good work, Alex.
No, you keep it up. Again, these folks are always so humble and so thankful to us, Mike Cernovich. As you said, we have to celebrate the citizen journalists like Matt Drudge has done. How Drudge, the last 10 years, linking to alternative media, helping build. I mean, without Drudge, Daily Caller, InfoWars, WorldNet Daily would have been a third of what they were. So let's thank Drudge right now, too. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Drudge and Andrew Breitbart, rest in peace, they were really about the revolution and supporting people, because one thing I see on social media that I don't like.
Oh, yeah, we don't. Even Daily Caller, that I've been nice to, it only writes snide pieces about me now. Same thing about Breitbart still and others. And it's sad. Drudge is the real deal. He brings it. It isn't about, I've got the biggest website, so I'm not going to give you power. It's about winning. It's about defeating the New World Order. Go ahead. Sorry.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what Drudge does, is he drives the traffic to all these people, and he's built everybody up.
He has helped build and given the blood supply to the new media.
Exactly.
And so now, even if they destroy him, it doesn't matter. His greatest accomplishment is that he lives on through that no matter what. Sorry.
No, exactly right. And that's why, you know, you retweet, I retweet stuff so much, is a lot of people just took Mark's video, and I go, man, I don't think that's right, dude. So I messaged Mark, and I go, I want to make sure I can use it and give you all the credit you deserve, and, you know, wanted it to honor him truly. And that's my message, too, to people on social media, is if you have a big platform, Make sure you're retweeting the people or giving credit, honoring the people.
There is nothing more honorable, except for a firefighter or a cop getting killed, helping somebody, or a soldier, than being in the info war, standing up and knowing you're going to get bullied and called things just because you videotaped and showed the liars.
And that's why it's up to us to show leadership. And that's why the people who are listening in, they know that when they buy the InfoWar products, when they support it, that money's going right back out to the InfoWar. That money isn't going to Lamborghinis and Ferraris.
Oh, they're trying to destroy me in this country. I mean, I am so committed. I just absolutely want more capital so I can get everybody hired and be strong and move forward. Because I'm not complaining, but it's been wild. It's been rough. I asked for this, but it is just, they are so pissed at us. They are so angry. And please, listeners, we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I even skipped a break and have it plugged. We are going to end the Memorial Day special that I extended for a week. We have to, because we sold out of the Secret 12, Vitamin B12. We're about to sell out of X2. We're about to sell out of Supermail, but I'm still going to keep it discounted. 30% off, 40% off Survival Shield, Brain Force, 47% off Knockout, $9.95, 50% off. We've got Trump shirts, 75% off at cost, because I just want to win, win, win. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But three or four products that were already on there are already off now because they're about to be sold out. If you sign up for auto ship, you never sell out. You get an additional 10% off. Emmerich's Essentials, the great organic high-quality sunscreen and bug repellent and shampoo and stuff. It's 20% off retail with 25% off if you sign up for auto ship on top of it, InfoWarsStore.com. But it's so critical in the war that we need to be resupplied. And a fraction of our wonderful listeners, they're all awesome, buy the products. If you'll just go to InfoWarsStore.com, if you'll just buy the products or call 888-253-3139, I can pay my crew what it is so they can live decent and be focused, and expand. So please, these are great products, InfoWarsStore.com. Mike Cernovich, what do you make of the left making excuses for this attack and where this is all going? I mean, what is the state of the world right now?
Well, I mean, we predicted it. Yesterday when we talked about it, we said right away, we know what they're going to say, because we
want. Well, you predicted it. You said they're going to claim they brought somebody from a protest, which they then said.
Exactly. So we know their lies right away. Now, Shauna, my wife, goes, how does the media think they can get away with it? And I said, well, because before InfoWars, before Drudge, before Social Media Gateway Pundit, before citizen journalism, the media got away with that every day. And now they realize they... Alex, millions of views, millions of people have seen that video now. More people watch that video than will watch CNN this entire week. More people will listen to you on InfoWars and all the social stuff we got going on than are going to even watch CNN. So this is a message to the fake news media. You think you're going to stage things. We got our people everywhere with cameras. You better stop lying.
And that's what they're scared of. That's why... May, who I don't think is a bad person, she's better than the last prime minister, she's like, oh, let's censor the internet. Well, they admit in the whole UN plan, that means us. They always censor us, not the jihadis. So their answer is censor the web. No, Paul's right. I don't want draconian controls, solitary confinement, and all this. But you've got to do it because we're not going to lose our rights because they bring in some incompatible group of crazy woman-hating cavemen.
Yeah, I want...
A bunch of woman-hating cavemen in nightgowns.
Did you see that CNN's Reza Aslan had tweeted out that he hopes Todd Dickerson gets raped? I kid you not.
No, I didn't see this. Tell us about it.
Okay, so yeah, there's a CNN employee. I think we have it on my timeline. Reza Aslan is the point. And he had tweeted in 2004, I'll pull up the tweet. He had tweeted out, I want Todd Aiken to be raped, and I am serious. Because you and me, of course, if we say anything satirical, they treat it as actually... as real, even though it's clear satire. Yeah. Reza Aslan said, just to be clear, I was indeed wishing someone would rape Congressman Todd Aiken. I'd hate to be misunderstood. So this is not satire. This is actually CNN wishing rape on people.
I recognize that guy's name. I don't follow CNN. He attacks me all the time.
Yeah, this is CNN guy right there. So we need to get this story pushed out hard.
Wow. Well, I guess he supports Islam. They're into raping men there as well. I guess if you're against raping men, you're anti-gay, and that's how the left will spin it. They'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two, a little bit more with Cernovich. Then I've got Putin annihilated. Megyn Kelly, just annihilated. I hope I do as well tomorrow.